Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hour number three, Dale and Keith, Sports Radio WEEI. Steve DeAssi is with us as he is on Fridays during the football season. And about an hour from now, less than that, just after 1 o'clock, we'll talk to Michael Irvin, Hall of Fame wide receiver, NFL Network analyst. Coming up at 1:30, we'll go live to Gillette Stadium again. And we will hear the press conference of Tom Brady, his final press gathering of the week. He's kept to the schedule. He did a Wednesday one.
Right.
He's now doing a Friday one. I'm not sure he has a choice this week. As I said, these are kind of in the control of the NFL now.
Yep.
And I don't think he would have had the ability to say to the NFL, you know what,
I'm not going to
do Wednesday.
But remember last year he did because he cut his hands.
Well, he was hurt,
though. So that's the thing. That's the difference. And maybe that's just it, too. I mean, he's healthy. He's as healthy as he's been all season long right now.
He's got no excuses he can use.
Right.
I mean, I will say this. If they do lose Sunday, something will have been found wrong with him so that he can't go to the Pro Bowl.
Oh, of course.
Yeah, I mean, it's
I think all those guys are going to come.
You know, my arm's a little sore when I do this.
There's only two guys.
Well, somebody already backed out, right? Because Luck's going. So, Philip Rivers backed out.
He already backed out. And then obviously,
I bet Gilmore goes.
He might.
If the Patriots lose, I wouldn't be surprised if Gilmore went. Brady, there's no way.
They'll have to replace somebody no matter what. Mahomes and Brady are both in, so one of them's going to be out. So, somebody else step up and enjoy the game. Have a nice time.
Yep.
617-779-7937. Technically, it is a Falls Count Anywhere Friday.
That's right.
I mean, it's got a little more of a football bent than
a
normal Falls Count Anywhere Friday because there's an AFC Championship game on Sunday.
There sure is. It's a feel-good Friday, Dale, is how I look at it. A feel-good Friday.
I think once we got through the keys, we all felt better.
Everybody feels better. Everybody loves it. It's like unanimous.
It is.
Everybody loves the keys segment.
Just all up and down Twitter, all over.
A lot of good stuff in there.
You should see that big smiling pink face across the table from me during the keys.
Nobody loves the keys more than Steve.
And he's rattling his keys more than Keith is.
Love it. I threw an extra 20 down on our next bet just because you're Keith.
Oh, by the way, fellas, just so you know,
yes.
Two of us have put our money in over here.
Mm.
Oh, so we are doubling it up.
Me and DeAssi have already put ours in.
All right, I'm in. I got you. Right. You know I'm good for it.
I got cash today. I'm excited.
Who's got me? Who's got me? You know I'm good for it.
Now, we haven't made our pick yet. Figured out. What we have said is we will not bet on the Patriots-Chiefs game.
Agreed. I like that.
No, because
unless we had a unanimous choice to bet on the Patriots.
I'm not.
No, I'm just saying.
No,
that would
I know,
be
but
the,
I understand. I'm with you.
Yeah. I'm not betting on the Chiefs and sitting here rooting against the Patriots in an AFC Championship game.
It ruins the night for you on Sunday. So, yeah, I'm okay with a player prop of some sort. We can dig into that. Or if we're feeling good about that Rams-Saints. I don't know if we are, the over-under. Shime, I know you've been staring at this board now for about 24 hours.
Yeah, Shime
I've been staring so long that it's become a little fuzzy.
Shime has quite honestly not done a single thing for this program today.
Well, but he's going to make us money, though.
Dale, I've already made you money. What do you want from me?
Shime.
He did.
He also tried to pretend that it was his lock last week, and it was not.
Well, it was the lock that we agreed to.
It was the group lock.
That's right, Shime. It was the group lock. And we got to find another one.
You can't have two locks.
You cannot. You have a lock.
You guys.
There's no such thing as locks of the
week.
I mean,
I've heard of a figure four leg lock, so I can't have multiple locks.
That's true.
All of a sudden, he's become Charlotte there.
Now he's got it. He's got it
from
down.
The WWE.
But that's the thing is I appreciate what you did for us, Shime. I know these guys are kind of bagging on you, but I appreciate what you did. You found money.
I
just want fairness in advertising. Was it the lock or was it not the lock?
It was a second lock.
I got an extra $20.
There's another lock on the board.
Yeah. Right. Bonus lock. When are we doing our Patriots
pick? Chargers plus four.
He did. That was last week.
That's Rossi.
That. Give me Chargers plus four with the lock sound effect, which, let's be honest, took Rossi about a week to find.
When are we doing our... he didn't have the lock for quite some time. When are we doing the Patriots-Chiefs pick?
We're going to do all of our picks coming up after Madness.
Weekend review. Oh, okay.
All right.
Okay, fair enough.
So the keys have been put out there.
So I can think about it a little bit longer.
Yep. And then we got to think about what the bet is going to be.
Correct.
So
we'll do that after
majority
weekend
vote.
Review. Got it.
Doesn't have to be unanimous, right?
Does not, because I don't think that's going to happen.
If we get three of the five of us.
It could have been this.
Give me Chargers.
That's all right.
Rossi is mistaking my words.
That's fine.
I don't like this.
Oh, is there an M&M Investments this week? Are those guys back at it again?
Yeah, they released it late, so I'm going to have it ready for us when we do our picks.
Did they do a little better last week?
They must. I mean, Mutt had it.
2-2.
Mutt went 2-2. I went 1-3.
All right. Okay.
So what are you for the playoffs then? You're 5-3, and he's 2-6.
He's 2-6. Yes, that is correct.
I'll still take Scheim. If you want money.
Plus, I'm over 500 right now, baby.
I love it.
Give me Chargers.
Whoa! No, stop playing that, Ross. You're not helping him. Not doing him any favors.
Or you can go with Mark James. He's an 80% winner.
He's won like 100 seasons in a row.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I've heard.
He's got $3,000 on the year. It's impeccable.
He's going to move to Vegas soon.
He should. He's probably got houses all over the place. If you win at that rate, why wouldn't you?
Right. Listen, you know.
Steve, I don't think our staff could afford him to leave.
No. Okay.
What is that supposed to mean?
Not a lot of fill-ins.
Thin?
A little thin on
thin
the bench.
The bench is a little thin?
Maybe.
How about just drag Diossi in here on a regular basis?
I think so. I have no problem with that.
That'd be too much like a real job.
Yeah, he's like, I don't like where this is going. Fridays is fun.
Comes in, hangs with us.
Yep.
Yeah, it's all good.
Walks out of here with our money.
Here are my keys.
Yes, it takes a little quick key segment.
By the way, I've been told, I'm not making promises, I've been told, Steve, you're going to love this, there's a food drop coming too.
Right?
Oh, what time is that?
That was supposed to be at noon.
I did too. I
what
had no
idea. What time is that? And I woofed out all these muffins that Dale brought in.
I'm sure that's really going to slow you down.
I forgot all about the food drop.
It was so good.
I'll eat that too, though.
It's Looking Fat forward. Kid Friday, just like Andy Reid used to.
Andy Reid with his Fat Kid Friday. Unbelievable. Ross, you missed that yesterday, but Maurice Jones-Drew, we played tape when another former player picked Andy Reid over Bill Belichick in a coaching matchup, and one of the reasons Jones-Drew said that it was Andy Reid, he goes, it's not just because he had Fat Guy Fridays. It's like, what? He's just feeding his team whatever they wanted on Fridays. Like, these are professional athletes.
And high school used to do like college athletes.
Tom Brady won't even eat a strawberry, and these guys are getting all kinds of cakes and donuts. Like, what on earth?
Yeah, they ran it off during the week.
Yeah, sure.
They did. Andy didn't, but they might.
He did not. That was one of the keys to the game.
And as we pointed out, that picture is going to be everywhere this weekend.
Okay,
That punt, pass, and kick picture where he literally
ate the guy who came in second.
Well, it's like the picture that we once posted of me hosting the Basketball Hall of Fame thing at Mohegan Sun.
Oh, with Yao Ming.
And I was standing between Yao Ming and Shaq.
Yeah, nice. It's very similar.
Nice.
And that's what these kids looked like in the punt, pass, and kick contest with Andy.
It's going to be a lot of Andy Reid. Hey, he was a big 14-year-old? It's like, yeah, he's a big 50, 60-year-old.
We might be over it, but some producer for
love
the
it.
Network.
They love it.
This was great, remember?
This is hilarious. Yeah. Like, ugh.
Not so much.
Thank you.
617-779-7937. We've got Rich Keefe, Kiefer Madness. Our week in review is coming up. We will make our picks for this weekend's game. Michael Irvin will join us at 1 o'clock. Tom Brady's press conference at 1:30. Dale and Keefe with Diossi, Sports Radio, WEEI.
Get connected with Rich Keefe on Twitter, @Keefe21. Now back to more of Dale and Keefe on Sports Radio, WEEI. Kiefer Madness?
Kiefer Madness?
Yes, I'm ready for Kiefer Madness.
Kiefer Madness.
Rack that one up for Kiefer Madness, will you?
Is he going to talk about ducks wearing clothes and stuff?
What did you say? Going to be like Kiefer Madness. He's going to be in a great buildup and then nothing.
Keefe's a nice guy.
Keefe's a nice guy. Okay. So screw you, Keefe.
Yeah. Right. Screw you.
Yeah,
exactly. We don't need you. Stupid jerk.
We need you.
Kiefer Madness.
I hate Rich Keefe's guts.
Rich Keefe is just that guy makes you rock.
Kiefer Madness.
I don't think this is one of the stronger segments.
How in the world did a raccoon get...
We estimated his life would last about 72 years, which is about 5 years less than average based on his frequent consumption of cheeseburgers.
Or is it Mutt tonight? It's Mutt.
The library blocked my password. Now tell me, does that make any sense to you?
Here we go. It's a Friday, just after noon 30. That means it's week in review time, and we start on Monday. The players, Dale, had the day off.
They
but.
Did.
Doesn't mean that we still didn't talk with Trey Flowers and James White, who have been our guests all year long, every single Monday.
Can we take responsibility for their fine performances so far?
Yeah, they've been their two best players, and so you're welcome.
You're welcome.
And we usually do the interviews in person, Dale. This one happened to be done over the phone.
Oh, good. Let's replay this part.
I think you can know why that we do them in person.
We're doing great, thank you. Congratulations on the win yesterday.
Yeah, thanks.
It went so well the first time. Let's make sure we replay it. Keith, you dope.
You want to hear it again, Dale?
No, I'm
good. You
want
to hear it one more time? Hey,
we're doing great, thank you. Congratulations on the win yesterday.
So this Monday.
I had no idea what he said.
I had no clue. I'm sure it was very nice. I'm sure he was very nice. But it actually got better, though. It was one of those weird ones where it really did. That was the worst part. It did get better.
As we said on that day, he had the James Jones phone, realized he likes you guys, and then kind of moved around.
Now, Ian had something. He called in on Monday. This was something I wasn't prepared for, trying to make the case that Kansas City doesn't have that big of a home field advantage.
I think the temperature this coming Sunday is really going to impact things against the Chiefs in terms of Mahomes playing in that weather. He never has. And the crowd isn't used to coming out to the stadium.
Do you guys make any sense of that? The crowd is not used to coming out to the stadium.
They generally come out all the time.
I feel like it's pretty crowded there.
And they're loud.
Yeah.
The only way you gain any advantage, if it was frigid, and apparently it's not going to be that bad, was that you don't clap as loudly with mittens or gloves on. But that's about it. They can still yell really loud.
They're going to be screaming and trying to stay warm. So Ian thinks the fans aren't used to going to the games. Glenn, meanwhile, had a different spin on who might be at this game Sunday.
The crowd issue is going to be in Kansas City because they're going to be mainly Chiefs fans.
Whoa.
Do you guys agree with that at all?
Blown.
No.
You don't agree with that? I think there's a chance.
Somebody said there was 14% of the tickets were on sale at various outlets around. So, you know.
I would still say Glenn is correct.
I think it's going to be mainly Chiefs fans.
I think he's 81% right.
Yeah, pretty good, though. That's not bad. Yeah. That's not bad. Also on Monday, we had Rob Ninkovich in, as we do every single Monday. And you can tell the chemistry between me and Rob is through the roof as we try to do a little role play.
They're asking me a question as if like I played. Ready? I'm Rob Ninkovich, the player.
What do you mean, Rob Ninkovich?
Like, I'm Rob Ninkovich, a player, not retired.
Yeah, it didn't really work. We tried it.
The premise
we
was tried strong, Keith. You couldn't keep up.
No, I couldn't. We were talking about Brian Flores. Next thing you know, he's like, pretend I'm Rob Ninkovich, the player. I was like, what? You are a player. So, I don't know what's going on.
So you're not into role playing?
I am.
Oh, okay.
I am, but really? I need to have a willing French maid and the bombardier.
I need a willing
partner on the other side. I don't want to force anything.
He was willing. He invited you.
No, I know he did. I wasn't prepared. The lights were on, Steve. I don't know what to do.
You panicked.
I got very nervous.
You panicked.
Like, on a break, Rossi. I don't know what I'm doing.
It sounds like a premature break.
That's correct. That's correct, Steve. Right. That's exactly what it was. Now, we've been trying to break this game down all week long, and we're going to pick the game coming up before the end of the hour. This is something I had not thought of. Tyreek Hill, very, very fast. Fastest guy in the league. We had a caller on Tuesday suggest maybe this way to slow him down.
The thought I had was putting James White on Tyreek Hill.
Oh, my God. You had me right up until then, Dean. You really did.
Troy Brown!
Dean, he's never done it!
Come on, Dean, really?
Come on,
really?
He's been playing football his whole career. What do you mean he's never done it?
He's played offense his whole career.
And now you're going to ask him? Yeah, you got to ask him. Are we even going to entertain this or just move on?
No, well,
move on. That is ridiculous.
The James White should
James
cover?
White on Tyreek Hill. I bet that'd go well.
But then this was his defense.
Troy Brown.
he was waiting for us to hang up on him. He's like, no.
Troy Brown.
I was tuned in for that one. That was
Troy Brown. Don't forget. You guys are forgetting Troy Brown. It's like, we're not forgetting.
Nope.
We're not forgetting Troy Brown. We also went to one of our favorites. I believe this was actually Mike who wanted to talk about the quantum realm earlier today.
Good calls always.
It is a false count anywhere Friday, to be fair. He was trying to.
No, Dale, you got to give it.
Dale wanted the Fantastic Four in the MCU. He had a way of doing it. But on earlier in the week, he called in, and it was kind of hard to hear him. And he might have been distracted a little bit in his car.
Mike's in Wakefield. Hey, Mike.
Stupid or something.
Mike!
Sorry.
Mike, who are you yelling at? What's the problem there?
Traffic.
I hear you. Yeah, you know how that goes. Now, Tom Brady, let's just jump into this. Tom Brady, we talk about his Instagram and everything else, but this time was in Kansas City. We had a gentleman down there. This is probably the best version of Chiefs trash talk that we've gotten this week.
I am here in Kansas City.
Good. Boots on the ground.
Doing some work. Oh, amen. And my daughter just sends me a text that says, hey, look at this at the church. Tom Brady's retirement party, Sunday night.
At the church?
Really?
At the church.
How are they going to get the church involved with this?
Come
That's
on,
unbelievable.
Now. Brady's retirement party seems like a real slam.
We should leave the secular realm to itself, don't
yes,
you think?
I think so.
This I don't is think God takes
else.
Sides.
No, I don't think so.
And
either.
If he did it, we'd take Tom Brady's side anyway.
Yes, for a while. Yeah, that's definitely.
And is
true.
That church trying to get people to go to the church? Because
well, in Kansas City, they will.
Are they but actually going to have a party?
Yeah, like, would you go to church for Tom Brady's retirement?
I don't know. Oh, so we also had a gentleman call in this week, and we're not going to play the whole thing, but he called in, and he was comparing the Week 6 game in which the Patriots won 43-40. The game was tied at 40 late in the game.
Yes.
And he compared that to the Chargers game in the divisional round.
This has nothing to do with the Chargers game. Don't mention the Chargers game to me.
So that was a mature response by me.
Well done. Well played, sir.
0-60 in like
I didn't get it.
This has nothing to do with the Chargers game.
So anyway, that prompted.
I'm not actually sure if the guy had an argument or not.
No, he didn't. But
because you were yelling at him.
Well, yeah, it's insane to compare the two, but I don't want to dwell on that. But that led Bill to call in. He had a safety question.
Dale, do you know CPR? Because I think Keith's going to have a heart attack.
There are times when I now I'm not doing mouth to mouth. I'll tell you right
come on,
now.
You might have to.
I will pounce on his chest a couple of times if need be.
All right.
So that could
as far
happen.
As I'm willing to that, go to
that
save.
Could, well, that'd be nice. That would still help me a little bit. Now, yesterday I was listening to OMF, and they were
as we always do.
They mm-hmm. were talking about movie sequels.
Oh, I know. I heard this.
They were talking about movie sequels.
I heard.
And then they got into comedy sequels, and they were talking about how the comedy sequels aren't as good as the original, which is true just about every single time. And one caller brought up a group of movies that I love. These guys clearly didn't know what he was talking about.
So just to give you guys a movie real quick, right? Friday, next Friday, and Friday after next.
Okay.
Hmm. Well, I mean, again.
I hate those Friday movies.
Me too.
I hated the Halloween like, movies. Halloween movies do the same thing.
Friday is a series of movies starring Ice Cube.
Yep.
The first one had Chris Tucker in it as the sidekick, Smokey. And then Mike Epps, Day-Day, was his cousin, was in the next two movies. He immediately goes to Halloween. He's obviously thinking of Friday the 13th.
Friday
Those
13th.
Guys had no idea. They were talking about comedy
Friday,
sequels.
Next Friday, yeah. Last Friday.
Right. Yep. Friday after next. But he was thinking Friday the 13th. And I was just like, I was drove off the road. And nobody corrected him. Nobody said a word.
We've noticed that. Maybe this could be a special part of Week in Review, how Glenn will say something, and I don't know if Lou and Christian are so beaten down or they never
or
interrupt
they've stopped
him.
Listening to him.
Oh, what, like this?
The crowd issue is going to be in Kansas City because they're going to be mainly Chiefs fans.
Those guys didn't say a word. No, they were just like, yeah, you're right.
You got to jump all over that.
You got to scream at him. Steve, you work with him every week.
Oh, my God.
If he says something like that.
Throw a bone out there and yeah, you're all over. You're jumping on it. It's not even a question.
Absolutely.
Yep, not even a question.
Now, this week has been dominated by Patriots and Chiefs talk. Yesterday, we did take a little bit of a detour to talk about Kyrie Irving. My once favorite Celtic is no more as he told everybody that he called Braun to apologize to him. So now apparently he's best friends with LeBron James. And by the way.
Oh, you handled it well.
I did. I handled it very mature. Almost as mature as the guy who brought up the Chargers.
The record show, January 17th, no longer my favorite player. Give me Brad Wanamaker over Kyrie Irving.
He called LeBron to apologize.
Oh, God.
Wait a minute.
No!
Wait. Let me try to salvage this for you,
I feel
okay?
like Anakin Skywalker at the end of Revenge of the Sith. No! You were my favorite player, Kyrie, and you threw it in the trash.
Well, wait. Let me try to salvage it.
There's
let me
no be, way, Dale.
Let me be the peacemaker
yeah,
here.
I'm sorry, LeBron.
Let me drag you back. Because you're focusing
Give
on the
Give me a bucket in here. I need a bucket. I am sick to my stomach. It's coming out both ends.
Dale, you didn't stand a chance.
By the way, Brad Wanamaker's number 9, if you're looking to get his
jersey. Oh, I love that number.
His jersey.
That was my high school football number.
Well, there
I'm
you
in.
Go.
Number 9 it is. Brad Wanamaker. Again, it's probably going to have to be a build your own on the website. I don't think they sell them in the pro shop.
I heard you going off about that. You were 100% correct, too.
Thank you, Steve. Just,
I didn't like it either.
I love Steve.
Absurd.
Love Steve.
Steve's
right about everything.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, wait
yes.
a minute.
He loves Keith's
honey,
keys,
honey,
and he agrees with me
that?
On Kyrie. What more can you do?
Honey, did you hear that? I know you're listening. All right. She's not buying it.
No.
I just got a text. No, he's not. Damn, she's quick.
And so, I think that's it. That's the Week in Review.
617-779-7937. We will give you our picks for this weekend coming up in just a few minutes. We will talk to Michael Irvin at the top of the hour. We'll go to Gillette for Tom Brady's press conference at 1:30. But first, Keith, DEFCON 1, DEFCON 1.
DEFCON 1?
Bill Smith has his dog here again.
Oh, so I'll see you guys.
See you guys later. Dale and Keith with the Aussie Sports Radio, WEEI.
Tom Brady's retirement party, Sunday night.
No!
Give me Brad Wanamaker.
The crowd issue is going to be in Kansas City because they're going to be mainly Chiefs fans.
Don't mention the Chargers game to me.
And that's how I look at Tom Brady. Tom Brady is just about done.
Brady stinks. And the dynasty dies.
The New England Patriots are the NFL champions.
The Patriots win the Super Bowl. Brady has his fifth.
All I do is win, 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 no matter what.
Philip Rivers is going to win the game.
30-27, Chargers win.
The game we circle is, oh, that was when this dynastic Brady-Belichick run ended.
And the route is on in Foxborough. Are heading to Kansas City.
It's like when
Brady is headed back to Kansas City and looking for revenge.
You know, everyone thinks we suck and, you know, can't win any games, so we'll see.
Where America had him dead and buried 3 years ago.
The New England Patriots, let's face it, they're not good anymore.
Just two games away from his sixth Super Bowl ring. Listen to the game right here on your home of the GOAT.
That play tough for Hart.
Now back to Dale and Keith on Sports Radio WEEI.
This one's tough for me because I picked against Patrick Mahomes last week and regretted it, but I'm going with the Patriots.
I'm not
going
to pick against the guy who's hoisted five Lombardis.
Wow.
I understand this is a tough situation. They're going into Arrowhead, and I know who Lewis is going to go with here, but I feel like Tom Brady has enough to get it done. If the Chiefs win this game, it's all going to be on Pat Mahomes.
Yeah, look, I have all the respect in the world for Bill and Tom. You know, Bill taught me everything I know about football, but I'm going to go with the Chiefs here.
All right, before we get to picking out what we think is going to happen this weekend, very quickly, I want to thank the nice folks at Shaw's and Star Market for hooking us up with some of their great tailgate eats today for lunch. I mean, I think they hooked us up.
Yeah.
It's a little hard to make your way into the room where it is right now.
See if people that have never seen food before.
Who have never been down on this floor, by the way, some of them.
Yeah.
It's like they smelled it.
Yeah.
There was like this parade.
They followed them in.
They've got prepared platters of ready-to-go wings, variety of flavors, barbecue, buffalo homestyle, guacamole, tortilla chips, pizza, veggie platters.
Pizza party, Dale. So,
all of that
there.
You
know what we got? Pizza party.
All of this prepared, by the way, by the fine folks at the Star Market just down the street here in Brighton.
Thank
you. So our thanks to them. I can tell you that the rest of the staff here sincerely appreciates your generosity.
Yes, they certainly do. Well, we will pass that along for them.
All right, let's
make some picks. What do you say? We got all the numbers.
Are we going to make our bet now too?
We got the odds of both games. We got the spreads. We got
all right,
the over-unders.
Let's start
money
with the, let's start with the picks.
All right,
and then we'll figure out the bet here, and we'll hand all the money over to Diossi. Right.
Yes. That's the plan. You know what? It worked last time. So
you know what else worked last time?
We'll try it again.
What's your objection?
Well, the way you said yes right then.
What?
I don't know what you're, it's very, very menacing.
Like I said, first time's free.
Yeah, right. Percentage.
Now we're going to take it back from you if you decide to
keep
it.
That's fine. That's fine, but we need to agree. We can make our own picks, obviously, first. But
all right, let's start with
Saints
hosting the Rams. Saints are a 3.5-point favorite over the Rams.
What do you got?
I like New Orleans.
I like the Rams. I think it's the Rams. And they're getting 3.5. So I like them both. I think I like them straight up. I definitely like them against the spread. You know, these teams met earlier in the year, and I just think things will be different this time around. Breeze has been good this year, but I don't think he's been. I mean, can you look at some of the numbers? Like the completion percentage is through the roof, but it's not like he is dominating games the way that he has in the past. He threw for under 4,000 yards this year.
Right.
So they really rely on the running game. They do a ton of the run, and they have good running backs. But I think this is the year. I also preseason picked the Rams to win it all. So the fact that they're still in it, I'm just going to be consistent and keep them.
I'm not totally sold on the Rams defense, but neither am I really sold on the Saints defense either. They were better earlier in the season. They're still, I mean, still a reasonable defense. I'd say a mid-level overall defense. I remember early on in the season, people were calling them a very good defense. I didn't see it, especially at the end of the season. You know, it's never easy to go into New Orleans and beat Drew Brees and Peyton, but I think if anybody can do it, it can be this Rams team. They can hold on to the ball.
Yeah, they lost.
You guys are picking both. Who do you like, though, Steve?
I already said I like the Rams. That was my last sentence.
Rams,
I said,
Rams,
I like
Rams, the Rams, Rams, Rams. Let's get Rossi Scheim. Where are you guys on this one?
I'll start. I think the Saints in this one. Home. Hmm. They've been kind of floundering down the stretch, but I just feel like I don't think there's any Rams Super Bowl hopes this year.
Do you consider it a Brandon Cooks revenge game?
I don't.
Okay. All
right. Neither does he.
Too far removed for a revenge game.
That's 2 years. You don't remember where you were 2 years ago?
Yeah, but he's played
ago?
For two teams now. Since the Saints.
Oh, there's one team in
could be
in
a
the
revenge
middle.
Tour then.
Revenge tour for them. Scheim, money bags?
So, I looked at this game long and hard. I
they always say that, don't they?
He does. He's seen
I've
the
heard
board
Mutt
though.
Say that,
he's
too.
Had a magnifying glass back here.
He's just looking at this
got
game.
Got a nice monocle. It's helped me out.
It always helps.
Mr. Moneybags.
I have to say, I don't like how New Orleans has looked. I'm going with the Rams +3.5.
Bam.
So here's the thing. We got 3 Rams, 2 Saints, so it's certainly not unanimous. No. It's nowhere near unanimous.
We got no bet there.
I don't love that. What about over under 57 in that one? That's a big number.
I'm really leaning under. I just think
under
playoff,
2 weeks in a row.
Well, so here's my thing. I mean, look at New Orleans last
perfect
week against
conditions.
I know
Philadelphia defense.
It was 45-35 when these teams played each other the first time. And then the same thing, it was in New Orleans.
Both teams were hitting it better offensively too at that point.
Yeah, they were. True.
Yeah, but he's right. Like, think about it. With the Eagles, who had a terrible defense, they didn't even top 34 points.
Yeah.
No, don't count their last regular season game because they didn't play anybody. But the week before that, they were struggling a little bit, too.
I don't know what to do.
I don't think we love this.
No, we don't.
You don't like the under?
Fun fact, Rams and Saints played each other in the preseason, regular season, and postseason this year.
They're sick of each other.
How do you like
that? Is that a key?
That was a key. That was a key to that game. I don't know. We're pretty split on this. There's no real bet there.
You know what? I always break down that over and under. I say, okay, 57 points. That's what? 34-23, right?
Yes.
I mean,
30-27.
Right.
I mean, 30, that would hit it on the nose. So
yeah, but I mean,
indoors,
it's a lot of points. Like
I would feel more comfortable with the over in that one. I would.
Right. I agree with that.
All right.
Now we get to the real game of the weekend here, Dale.
Wait a minute.
Here we go. What's that?
What's the rest of our opinions on the over-under?
Yeah, all right. I'm an over. Rossi?
Over.
Scheim?
I'm under.
Ugh. Dale?
Over.
Steve?
My vote doesn't matter. You got a majority there.
No, I know, but if it's 3-2, it sucks. Then
well, let's see what we have in the Pats Chiefs game.
Keep going. All right, Pats Chiefs. This is
which
the
we
one.
Will not bet on. Unless we unanimously said Pats, we agreed we would not bet on
it. Ruins it for us, right? Because we're all rooting for them, so that kind of ruins it. Dale?
Pats win by 7.
Bam.
You mocking me already?
No. I'm just saying how confident you were. Yeah. I'm mocking you at all. Yeah. You were right. You were more right last week than I was. So that's good. Steve?
I said earlier in the week, Pats by 8 to 10. I like it.
Jeez.
Maybe even
guys.
More
than 10?
Maybe even more. I'm tired of.
Oh, we're going to Atlanta
I'm
then.
I'm tired of underestimating this team. It's happened for years in big games. I've underestimated them. I've usually picked them to win, but not to. I mean, this team finds a way to play well in the playoffs. That's all there is to it.
I'm nothing if not consistent.
Oh.
Right? Would you admit
that,
Dale?
That's what we say around here.
I am
all
as
the
consistent
time.
As it gets. And before the playoffs began, I said if the Patriots are at home, they will win that game. If they are on the road, they will lose that game.
Right.
So nothing in that time has changed. They look great against the Chargers. Don't mention the Chargers game to me. Well played.
That doesn't count.
Forget that. Toss that out.
Tom Brady looking like Tom Brady doesn't count.
Tom Brady looked like Tom Brady. That was good. He is not on the road. The whole team on the road. Because even if you want to say, you know, Brady's going to be a little bit better, he's not the only problem on the road. They've had road issues.
How are they on the road against playoff teams?
1-0? So because they beat the Bears, played 8 games on the road. They lost 5 of them.
Yeah, but you know what? By the way,
the Chiefs are a good home team.
Yeah, okay.
It's going to be loud there. And so Glenn told me, going to be a lot of Chiefs fans there.
No.
Yes. So something to consider. I say the Chiefs win, let's go 38-31.
So you like the over, too.
I guess so. I guess I certainly do. Because it's supposed to be like 20-something degrees. It's not supposed to be 0.
Their time.
Right.
So
by the time they kick off or whatever. Yeah. So I will take the Chiefs to win. Rossi Scheim?
I'm the opposite of Dale. I felt more comfortable picking this game on Monday than I do on Friday.
Okay.
It's because too much
you heard
happened.
The keys, maybe.
The keys threw me right off because I've been thinking.
Tom Brady 3-4 on the road in the playoffs.
Not a good number.
Not a good number. Not a good number at all.
Chiefs. I think Chiefs are going to win this one. I just think the Patriots on the road, I think, like Keith said, it's this two different teams. And last week was great, and I think that's what we're going to remember it by. So this will go Chiefs if I have to give a score.
Gronk's last game.
Gronk's last game, it will be Chiefs 56, Patriots 22.
Oh! What?
Are you what is nuts? Wrong
wow.
with you? 56 to 22?
Holy moly.
Like that over.
So you like the over a little bit.
I like it.
Just a bit. He wants to marry the over.
He's got the Chiefs moly. Barely get it, just under.
For me, Shime? I'm going to stick with the ultimate rule in the playoff gambling manifesto, which is
there's
to...
the ultimate
there
rule?
Rules?
There
is
the ultimate. Well, there's
is.
One rule.
So there's three rules in play here.
Three
two of which
you
cancel
just said there was
out.
One rule.
Well, yeah, two one of them is ultimate.
Cancel
two
out.
Are ancillary.
Oh, two of them cancel out. What are those two, just so we know?
Two of them is the don't beware of the nobody believes in us team.
True.
Oh,
and the team that looked too good last week.
Oh, good one.
Okay.
Kansas City did look good.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the ultimate one comes down to
double
never
doink.
Never bet on a team coached by Andy Reid. So I'm taking the Patriots.
Oh, okay.
That's a solid bet. All That's right. a solid reasoning.
Are the you worried about the, his natural predators being the killer whale and the
polar bear?
Scrubs is a guy that can get no love from me. So you're going Patriots because of
I'm
Andy
going
Reid.
Patriots, what? And I actually am going to hammer the under here.
What?
That's my lock, is the under 55
Wait.
And a half.
Oh, so we don't agree on anything.
Under.
This is trouble.
This is
you want to hear a nice little stat, Keith? I got one for you.
I would love a stat. You kidding right. me?
Since 2003 in the playoffs,
yes.
when the line drops 3 points or more, the Patriots-Chiefs over-under line has dropped from 59.5 to 55.5. Those games have gone 7-0-1 for the under.
Really?
Yep.
Let me ask you this.
And the under has been covered by approximately 7.7 points per game.
Yeah, but the reason why the under went way down, I believe, is because there was the forecast earlier in the week that it was going to be zero, and now they're saying it's not going to be zero.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah,
the line's still
moved. That's happened before, and you know, there's no weather in other towns. I mean,
nice
there is weather
size.
In every town. I feel like.
Except the dome.
So we can't agree on anything. We're split on every single pick.
So we got to make a decision here. We got
player
we got
prop.
A lot
I'm taking,
of money.
My, I'm taking my money back.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
It's gone.
Sorry.
It's gone. I think player
You're
props.
In.
Do you think we could go with the player
props? Do
prop
we go down route? The road? Shine, pull up some player props.
The one we all kind of like raise our eyebrows back here is if James White is the leading receiver in the game is plus.
In all conference championship
games. No, in the weekend.
Games.
Oh.
Yeah, that's why the odds are so crazy.
Well, leading receiver how? In receptions
so
or
in
yards?
In reception yards.
If he has the most receiving yards, it was plus 1,400. So we put down 200 smackers. We're going to get 2,800 smackers back.
Wow.
That's a bad. I don't think that's a good bet, though.
Probably not don't when Tyreek Hill is playing and Michael Thomas is playing.
Don't you want to spread it around a little bit on prop bets? A little
yes.
bit? Spread it around.
Yes, I do.
Right.
Shime, you got a teaser for us from last week?
I actually I don't need the teaser.
Oh.
I'd go money line bet parlay, and I'm taking the Rams and the Patriots, both underdogs.
Oh,
you're
both
have the
dogs.
First Super Bowl with a team that won a road playoff game for the first time since Joe Flacco did it. 2013-14.
See, he's been seeing the board real well now for a few weeks.
He's paralyzed himself with this stuff, though.
Yeah, he's a mess. He's a real mess.
But Dale, you know what? I'm positive on the season, and that's what matters.
Got our own Mark James.
Okay, Mark James. Thanks very much.
He's got another winning season under his belt.
And then I'll have a nice little 8-month break.
Wait, so what's everybody's Super Bowl? Mine is Chiefs Rams.
I've got Patriots and Saints.
So we have opposite Super Bowls. So that'll probably be Pat's Saints then.
Yeah, I have Saints and Chiefs.
And I have the Rams and the Patriots.
Mine sounds terrible.
Rams Patriots. Nice little rematch. Maybe Marshall Faulk will go to that game.
We see the handsome coach Sean McVay take on the handsome quarterback Tom Brady.
It would be. Who's significantly younger than the quarterback. Steve, what's your Super Bowl?
I had the Pats-Rams, too.
Pats-Rams. That'd be a good one.
Yeah.
There's really no bad matchup. We were talking about that a little bit yesterday.
We don't have a bet.
No, not even close.
So we have to pick one. Over, under.
We need
to
a like player
one.
Prop.
I see one. I see a prop bet here that I like.
Give me what's Sony Michel rushing yards? Do you have that one? Is that on there? Or... I think I can wrap my head around like a Sony Michel or a certain. What about first Patriots?
I thought we were avoiding Patriots games.
No, well, just
if it's positive, you can
root for. You just can't root against.
Yeah, we don't want to root against them.
So we could go team to score first in the game. Patriots minus 110.
What do you think of that? Chiefs score on the first drive all the time.
But do the Patriots
get the ball?
Defer. they didn't last week.
I think they would want the ball. I think they would. I think they'd want to do the same thing they did last week.
Could you just text Bill real quick and ask him if he's going to take the ball?
Yo, coach.
Oh, that'd be huge. Yeah.
If you wouldn't mind just checking that out.
He's like, it's not about anything, but we're just wondering. You getting the ball? I don't like that one, Sean.
He just texted me back. He said it is what it is.
Oh, thanks.
So, no help there.
Thanks for clearing that up.
The Bill Belichick magic 8-ball.
No help there.
Every time you shake it,
that's right.
It is what it is.
Every time it comes up, it is what it is.
On to Cincinnati.
All right, so where are we putting our money on? Shime, give us something. You've been looking at this thing all day.
When in doubt, we defer to the Lockmaster.
That's true.
So another one that we can go for is the first score of the game by the Patriots. Is it going to be a touchdown at -145 or a field goal / safety at +115?
I hate it.
I hate
that one. I don't like that.
I
don't like it. I don't like it. All right,
let's pick the over-under on the Rams Saints.
Okay. Over-under 57 is the number.
I want to go to Shime first. I like him to get his vote in.
Shime?
I have the differing opinion than the majority here.
What is yours?
I'm on the under. I think this is going to be a run-heavy football game. You're looking at like a 24-21 kind of score.
I'm with you on the under.
Fine. I didn't believe in the Rams Colts one at first either. Chiefs one.
I'm not twisting any arms here. I'm just saying.
I don't want to pay that money for something he doesn't want to do.
We're all going to be hurt.
I could do it. I could do that. I went 0-4 picking the games last week anyway, so I shouldn't be the one that really pushes for it.
Why don't you pick and then we'll just go against you?
I said it's going to be a Rams Chiefs Super Bowl, so you know it's going to be Pat Saints. I'll take the under if you want to go on that. Dale?
Yep.
Unanimous under in the early
I
game.
I'm going to go against it just so if it's wrong, I can say this.
Oh, you are.
I'm on board. The money's in.
Take your 20 and leave.
I'm
in. I just wanted to be on the record that I was against it. I was last week and I was
wrong. So what do we got? 200 down on that?
There's only two of us that are in. Just saying.
Yeah, I mean, I put my money in.
Only two of us.
Steve's put his money
in. Steve, it's better if you
know I'm good for it.
All right, I got you again.
You got coffee.
All right, yeah, right. I got you again. All right,
we'll talk to Michael Irvin coming up next. Dale and Keefe with Diossi Sports Radio, WEEI.